And it is John Gibbons with Dave Powell. Part of our now monthly chats. I'm calling the monthly, Dave. I'm holding you to it. We're doing well so far. Dave Powell is the business of football writer at the Liverpool Echo. Dave, thanks for coming in for seeing us again. Really appreciate it.
Delighted to be back. Three weekly chats, I think, now.
have you noticed I've stuffed this one in a little bit earlier? Yeah, well, you're here, so thank you. But in my defence, Dave, there's a lot to talk about. You've been busy. The club have been busy. I want to talk a little bit about the finances that came out and your sort of impressions of those, but first of all, I have to congratulate you on quite the scoop, really. An interview with John Henry, who's the principal owner of FSG and therefore Liverpool Football Club. He doesn't do many, so you must have been pleased that you got an opportunity to speak to him.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I think the route to communication opened up a bit because of what happened in the Red Sox during their spring break. Kind of invited some questions, etc. And a guy that was able to plug me in, able to have a chat. So it's been an interesting week or so, the fallout from it. But you know, it's a rarity to get John Henry on record talking about anything. I'm sure the people didn't maybe get the clarity on some things that they would have liked, but I don't think we're ever going to get answers on how much transfer budget's going to be available and whether Jude Bellingham's signing X, Y, Z. But they were all, you know, these are questions were presented around those topics when we had a conversation. But you know, it was fairly straight laced. But I thought there was a few things in there which were revealing. I thought the continued commitment to the club, although we had that through. Kind of the state. Well, one of the questions which was answered to the Boston Sports Journal about 4 or 5 weeks ago, but also about the fact that it seems they've closed or they formalised that process around the investment search. Mike Gordon appears to now have pivoted back and is involved in some element of operations with Liverpool again, and they seem to have identified investors, potential group of people that they might look at. Moving forward with that was what I gleaned from what our conversation anyways.